Senator, we have reached the halfway mark of the legislative session.
We have. It's kind of the midway part of it. The real work kind of starts now, even though, but we've got budget coming up, and we've got House bills coming over here and a number of different things. So, and if something isn't on the agenda right now, it's pretty tough to get something going because there'd be lots of bills out there. And I think last year I've said there was somewhere over 2,500 bills filed and only about 78 actually made it across the finish line. This year we're hoping for more if they're good bills and less if they aren't, but that's kind of the thoughts. But we passed some pretty good stuff. We passed some good economic development bills, job training, STEM and computer science program, which I'm really big on, and that's our way out of poverty for so many people in our areas, the STEM program, and trying to get people excited about that in schools and some money for that. We've restructured the state TIF program, protect business from liability from unpreventable criminal acts. We've done some tax reform with Moable accounts and historic tax credit preservations. We were able to cut some, not near as much as I'd like to see cut, but we did cut some, and there's been some sales tax modification with use. We've done some things for modernization of things going on, modernizing the grid, which in our area is not so important, but in the Kansas City, St. Louis area it is. And it all brings business and people to the state of Missouri. So that's important. We've done some things for agriculture, a couple pretty good bills for agriculture. State's number one industry, agriculture. So we've done some things trying to help that out. We've done stuff for senior citizens, for vulnerable citizens, just vulnerable people all over, but raise the age from 17 to 18 for children to keep them in juvenile court and found a source of income to do that. Reporting abuse and neglect, kind of had a mandate to do that, which is a big deal. We modified provisions related to Missouri RX program, taking some steps on human trafficking, fighting the drug war, and doing some things there. That's been a big thing, and we've also done some stuff for our military and our veterans, so we've hit a pretty wide scope of it. Education will come along later, and we're going to increase some funding for education. There's been some funds that have been freed up, so higher ed and K-12 will both see some money. An important part of that is going to be busing money, because busing is so important in my district. There'll be probably a lot more money maybe put in busing. That would be my plan. There actually is in the formula. And that's really important. At one time, Superintendent Buffalo, Missouri, told me their trip in buses every day was equal to a trip to New York. And I asked a former superintendent down in Ava, Missouri. He didn't quite believe that. And then I asked him to check it out. And he said his is equal to a trip to Disneyland every day, the number of miles those buses put out on the road. That is a big issue. And there's things going on that way. So we're looking at a lot of different stuff, and so hopefully it'll be a good productive session. People in Missouri are better off when we finish up the session. Come the middle of May, that's the end of it.
For you, are there any of your measures or any other measures you're hoping to see make it all the way come
Yes,
May?
I've had a couple of bills that have passed, been waiting to go over at the House, haven't heard the House, and all this stuff we passed is just what the Senate's passed. So it's got to be reviewed by the House, passed over there. It'll be up to the governor to sign it or veto it. So there's still a lot to go on, but the Senate, I think we're way above schedule. We passed some pretty good bills, and I think we're really moving on the right track this year, taking up a couple of House bills. Normally you don't by this time of year. So that's been a big thing for us.